Hey, how's it going? This is 3D Up Close and Personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And this is Daryl. 3D Up Close and Personal. Today, episode 10, How Long Should I Pursue?
How long should I pursue the spark in the air? Will we find something real if we learn not to scare?
Dave, I heard you got a letter
from somebody
that wants to ask us the question. So go ahead and start.
Absolutely. This letter says,
Hello, 3D Up Close Impersonal. I met a woman at the grocery store, a very beautiful lady, her bag busted by her car, and I helped her pick up her food off the ground. We had some small talk and exchanged numbers. We talked for about 2 weeks. Then we went out on a date. The night was great. The weather was nice. The food was good, and she looked stunning. We enjoyed each other's company. We ate, we laughed, and we talked. I didn't want the night to end. We hugged and went our separate ways. I thought everything was going along well, but apparently something went wrong, because when I called her the next day, no answer. I left her a friendly text message and asked her to call, but no response. I did that for a couple weeks. Just one call and one text per day. It seemed like she didn't want to be bothered. We met in a public place. I don't know where she lives. I'm ready to give up. What can I do? Signed, lost without a clue.
Wow.
Lost without a clue. I had nights like that. Got with somebody that I was attracted to and wanted to be with them. And then I called them back. No answer. I think he did the right thing. Just one call and text per day. Multiple calls. You know what? You really don't want me now. You keep on calling. People say the relationship should be like ping pong. I call. You should call me back. What do you think, Danielle? Was the one call and one text per day, was that too persistent? Was that too bugging from your viewpoint?
That might be a lot.
Really? I guess if that's how you feel.
The date went as well and she was interested. I think she would have probably messaged back and actually did a little bit of research and says that a good rule of thumb for texting someone after a date is about 2 to 3 times in 1 week, just in general, like all forms of content.
Okay. So maybe he was a little bit over persistent. I guess he should have maybe a text, call, and then maybe skipped a couple of days and said, okay, have I heard from you? Are you okay? I can see somebody else's viewpoint. What about you, David? If you had met up with a woman, somebody you was attracted to, and you had a wonderful date from your viewpoint.
It's hard to say. It might be that my taste might even be a little bit too pushy. And I guess it might be subject to the vibration that you get and the ping pong that you're getting off of the other person. If I'm picking up or if my interest meter is kind of lukewarm, then I think, yeah, you're right. Maybe a call or text and give a few days to respond before repeating the contact. If the energy is warm, if it's being reflected, I might be trying to get on the phone in the form of call or text almost each day, if not every other day that follows, just to make sure that I've communicated my interest. But I guess everybody's different.
It goes both ways, and that's what I'm glad we have Danielle here. They say that in this Western society, the man's aggressive, the man chases the woman. But sometimes the woman, it could be a little assertive, and she might shoot a little mess and say, hey, what's up? How you doing? Just checking with you, because she might be interested. Because feelings and attraction goes both ways. Danielle, just say you met a guy, and you liked him and everything like that, and you ain't heard from him in a couple of days. Would you shoot him a message, or would you then, I'm going to just wait.
Tell us. We want to know.
My experience and then from here other people's experience over the years, I think that probably, honestly, maybe I wait a day or so, reach out once or twice, call a message, and then if I don't hear from a couple of days, I might reach out one more time. What's going on? Somebody knows when they're interested in you. They're not saying anything after that, 2 times, maybe 3 max, you even reach out. It's a done deal.
It shouldn't be this hard,
They say women like closure.
Yes, some of us do like closure.
You really don't need closure because we just started. We started, it was okay, didn't go nowhere.
Next. I would look at it like, maybe I had a great time, and in my mind, it was a perfect fit, but yeah, that might not have been their experience.
There's an R&B singer, her name was Heather Hannah. She had songs. In my mind, he'll always be my baby. I'm like, he done got a new wife and 3 kids.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Okay. I think sometimes people warm up, and then they cool off. All of a sudden, too. Sometimes, it might really be mutually hot right off from the rip. And then in a couple of days, something happens where it just starts cooling off. And it could be from the guy or the girl.
I don't know if you might have thought about this, but sometimes the other person, like, says, okay, the guy, he's gung-ho. He likes her.
Yes, I want to see her again.
But that woman, she got a man. They just was on a hiatus. I mean, they had a little time and space, and then they got back together. This other guy, just to be doing something to keep her mind occupied, the one that she truly cares about, they was having some issues at that time.
We were having a timeout.
You don't always know the whole story.
Sometimes you don't need to know the whole story.
It's hard to find somebody that's completely not dating anyone. Sometimes you can come across somebody and they're just not dating anybody.
Baby, I'm 100% free.
And then sometimes they got a couple friends in the background.
That's right. I got 3 men friends in my phone. All I gotta do is call.
People that they do date on occasion, so you never know what you're really working with. In the beginning stages of a dating relationship, too, there's no rules and boundaries said. You know, a girl that she talked to, she could still be getting some other guy's number, and the following day she might get somebody's number that he likes even better than you the next day after she went on that hot date.
This sounds complicated.
Old friend, you haven't talked for years, that you might reach out for the holidays.
Merry Christmas!
Like send a text or maybe, you know, photographs that say happy holidays to people in their contact with. They really don't mess with them, but they're saying, what you been up to since we talked, right?
Well, where should I start?
I'm doing this and that. I got divorced. Me and my girl broke up, or me and my man broke up. And this might, just out of curiosity, get together. Well, they were friends at first, or maybe even co-workers, and got together like that.
But you got to know when it's over. Even if it hasn't been, even if a resignation has not been announced or communicated, or closure has not been communicated, you got to be able to read the signs that, hey, nobody's home.
Nobody's answering. Sometimes I've heard that women, what they'll do is, because some guys are so aggressive and angry about being rejected, what they'll do, they'll take the guy's number and they'll talk to him one time and they'll like that phone number and they contact, then they'll block it.
Yes, exactly. But in his case, it sounds like, you know, he's been talking for a while and, you know, I could see why he thought maybe it was going somewhere.
Right, because he got the number after being the knight in shining armor. And then she gave him a date. And he didn't go into detail that he paid or nothing like that. I mean, because sometimes people can paint a picture from his viewpoint. That's how it looked. And through the letter we got, it looked like it was cool. But she might not have felt that way.
Could it be possible sometimes guys' excitement?
Yes, yes, yes!
Or vice versa?
Yes, yes, yes!
Can that be a turn off or deter the woman away?
That's a great question. I think if you're a toxic person, you're in that toxic lifestyle, maybe so, you know, where some people like a bit of rejection or I guess a mystery. Maybe if you're pursuing too hard, maybe that could be a turn off, or you seem too overly excited for some women. For others, it might be a great benefit. You're like, oh, that's great. You're really interested. So I think it just depends on the person, really, when it comes into it.
Yeah, I can understand that. Like, this is okay. They had one date. Now before the date is over, when he's walking up to the car, can we get the other boy? My mom's cooking dinner.
The head situation like that.
I got free tickets to the game. Come on. And it'd be great. A guy could be a little bit extra excited. A woman, but women do the same thing. Say, hey, as, you know, I have an elderly father, and somebody asked me, well, can I come over and see him? I just said COVID. I'm really kind of secure with my family. When I do introduce you, I feel comfortable, because to me, my viewpoint when I'm dating somebody, that I can leave the room, go to the restroom, and I know that they ain't going to say nothing crazy. Because the person that you're dating is a reflection of yourself. From my viewpoint, I want somebody that's going to be, if I'm with them and I'm claiming that this is my girl or my friend, and I feel comfortable that if they ask her any kind of question, she's probably have a decent response. I come in and, what did she say? For the rest of the visit at my parents' house, what did she say?
And overall, showing that excitingness can be a turn off. And I did look up some signs to see if somebody is not interested in you.
Do tell. Do tell.
Inquiring minds, we want to know.
Sign number one says they're not matching the energy. One of the giveaway is the person you're talking to is feeling that it's not being reciprocated in your excitement while chatting. It sounds like if they're not pulling at the same energy when you're reaching out to them, trying to get to know you. 3, they're taking a while to respond. 4, they aren't responding at all. Their texts are shorter than usual. You're the person who usually texts first. They don't listen to what you have to say. They don't want to meet in person. The conversation just doesn't flow. And lastly, they say they didn't see your message.
Honestly, I didn't see it.
Oh, man. I guess I could forget all about the girl I was just trying to talk to right now.
My website is called Plenty of Fish.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking what might be a turnoff, like just on the first date, if you ask too many questions.
Yeah.
Like a private investigator.
When Danielle just gave that list, it makes you think, too, are there some women or some guys that are old-fashioned and they just want to be chased, or they just want to challenge the guy's level of interest or motivation?
I think that most women, I won't say women won't pursue men, but especially now, it seems like the mindsets have shifted a lot with this new generation. And a lot of women are in the act of wanting the man to pursue because men overall know what they want. Sometimes people will settle for other people if the opportunity is just offered to them. So I guess they feel like, hey, if he's, you know, trying to pursue and he's showing effort, this person's really interested in me, this is going somewhere. But if this person's not trying to pursue you and you're trying to reach out to them, you could just be a placeholder until they find something better.
What do you mean, like filler?
Filling
the pool. Just ask.
Starter wipes, or whatever the case may be, if you get that far.
I miss right.
I miss right now.
If you've been dating, you've got some experience.
You might have been heartbroken or might broke a heart.
Your viewpoint might be different. If they carry the heart on the sleeve, it can be challenging for them.
I suggest wear an emotional raincoat.
Will that really protect me from the pain?
No.
I was younger. You got a phone number. First thing, the phone number was about it.
Getting a phone number or having a first date ain't nothing. I suggest treat it like a Polaroid picture. See what develops.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I've seen people filling the void at the time. A woman had a relationship, but she may be a little more active because this person that she has interest in. She wants to keep him around. He might want a little more relations time. So she might be a little bit more willing, have some more activity.
I have come across this situation also where I have dealt with a woman and a woman will reciprocate and show interest just as long as the dating is limited to texting. They will go back and forth. In other words, I guess she's deriving pleasure out of texting, socialization. But when it comes to meeting up in person, they will not meet in person. That's a sign that, hey, I'm just along for the texting ride, so to speak. I don't mean any harm, but I'm just here to text you back and forth. That's it.
You just fill in that time void. She probably texted 2 or 3 people simultaneously.
There you go.
She just got to stay on point because sometimes if you lose focus on the screen,
you could send the wrong message or the wrong photo unless you have a late model iPhone. I heard a guy say, I want to go to the Apple store. I got $20. What can I buy? The other guy said, applesauce.
How many phone calls when you're first meeting somebody? You haven't had a date yet. Every person is different. Some people like to communicate.
From what I'm saying online, says 2 brief calls is what you need before a first date. You do not want to over communicate. One to schedule a meet time and get to know you better. And then the next call or text should be the day before or the morning of the date.
What does it say after the first date?
If you're just reaching out to them and you've already communicated, I think, a couple times. In this day of communication, there's so many ways to reach out to people. There's no way they didn't get your call or your text or your direct message.
Right. You can pick up on the energy whether or not the appropriate frequency is every other day or once a day. You got to be careful about establishing a rhythm.
What about just meeting people at random? Okay, you saw somebody caught your eye, you at the grocery store, and you start some small talk. Sometimes women will give you a little conversation that you know that they're approaching. Some of them will say, yeah, well, we do this and we do that. Oh, my husband, you know, let them know up front, I'm off limits. I'm looking for both of you guys' viewpoint. How far to go pursue is just meet somebody in person. You're sitting at the store somewhere. I would say at night, you can do it at a nightclub or whatever, but I mean, sometimes the music's too loud.
I think at least part of your communication needs to be direct and indicate some attraction, you can't hold everything back. They won't even be able to get enough read on you. You got to indicate something that's saying, hey, I'm interested. You know, be calm. You got to be complimentary, but not overbearing. Such a delicate balance.
Yeah, it's an art. Compliments and communication.
This is going to wrap it up with this episode of 3D Up Close and Personal. I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Gerald.
3D Up Close and Personal would like to thank all the listeners out there.
We have a new episode released every week.
We are on 16 different platforms and listenership in 7 countries. 3D Up Close and Personal is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
2025 all rights reserved. Additional music is provided by Yumi Multimedia Group, LLC. 2025 all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe
and share.